one of the most recognized and celebrated voices in the Christian music industry, Natalie Grant is no stranger to success.
Are you going through a storm? Sing it out. He'll find you. Sing it out.
This 7-time Dove Award recipient has seen many victories in her life. But as she says, there's no victory without the battle. So, amongst all the limelight is a life changed through difficulties.
I don't even remotely view myself as a singer now. I sing. I'm a truth teller. I'm a truth teller, and I just use the voice that God gave me to do it.
So how did she arrive at this outlook? Natalie says one of her most difficult struggles occurred before the music career began.
I thought I was going to a Christian college, and there was all this pressure that you had to get married before you left Bible college. I think they call it the MRS degree, the Mrs. degree. And I was like, wait, I got to get my Mrs. degree before I leave Bible school.
Yet behind the smile was a girl suffering through an emotionally abusive relationship.
And he would say the most dangerous things to me. You are almost pretty. You are almost talented. You're almost good enough.
Natalie says her desperation for his approval led to a battle with bulimia.
I felt like my entire life was out of control, but that thing I did in the privacy of my own bathroom and my own head, that thing that nobody knew about, that was the thing I controlled.
Family and friends intervened, but an encounter with God began the healing process.
And I remember as I was throwing up, literally, that still small voice said, I am here. I don't want you to do this, but I'm going to hold back your hair. And it was just this feeling of such a love from a Heavenly Father. And I wish I could say I stood up and never did it again. It was definitely a long process, several years of learning to allow that behavior to be controlled by the Holy Spirit, getting help from doctors, and really allowing, you know, people into that really dirty, ugly place and allowing accountability.
This realization would prepare Natalie for what was to come. But first, success. Natalie married music producer Bernie Herms, and after a struggle to conceive, they began a family with twin girls. During her second pregnancy, she experienced a very unexpected issue.
I think that the struggle began with the feelings I had in my heart of, well, wait a second, how this is going to complicate my life. This is hard. How I can barely do it with these two. How am I going to do it with three? And that was the war, was I have the thoughts, and then I feel so guilty that I have the thoughts.
Because of her infertility treatments to conceive their twins, she knew what a blessing these children truly are. So when she got pregnant with her miracle child, depression wasn't supposed to follow.
God forbid we let people know that we're actually, you know, in depression, because nobody likes to talk about depression in the church. Because if you're depressed, you're just not spiritual enough.
Alive. You are alive. Look what mercy's overcome. Death has lost, but love has won.
Through her battle with bulimia, she understood the benefit of Christian counseling. And with this challenge, she discovered the healing power of transparency.
Jesus has already accomplished everything that needs to be accomplished for our healing, but we have to take a hold of the hand he's extending. We have to apply that truth to our life. So there is something we have to do.
And so this insight prepared her for her greatest challenge.
I'll just never forget getting that phone call, and they said, hey, it looks like there's two spots on the right side of your thyroid that look like cancer.
Surgery could ruin her vocal cords. Fear attacked quickly, but Natalie knew deliverance would come through obedience.
He began to show me what it means to take every thought captive. So I began to write down the truth of God. I began to write it down on note cards. I began to write it on, stick it on sticky notes on my mirror. I put it everywhere. And as soon as thoughts would come into my mind, I would actually replace them with the truth.
You make me clean.
Surgery a success, voice intact, relationship with God strengthened. But not because all went as planned.
I remember laying in my bed. I remember laying in my bed and I just thought, Lord, please don't take me from my children. And please don't take this thing that I use to tell people about you. And then I was realizing that I was asking for all of these things for me, that I was at the center of all of my prayers. I had to allow him to do something in my heart and life before I got to the answer, before I got to the miracle. And that was that he is good no matter what happens in my life. That his goodness is not defined by my circumstances. That my outcome does not determine his goodness.
Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him.
And this understanding is what she wants to share with anyone who will listen. It's also why this award-winning, successful artist, wife, and mother of three describes herself as simply a truth teller.
Victories are wonderful, and thank you, Jesus, that he does deliver us and bring us the victory. But it's in the battle that we not only learn about who God is, but we learn who we really are.
Thanks so much for watching. There is a lot more right here, so subscribe today and enjoy daily inspiration from Joyce.